Good morning. I'm Jim Packard, sitting in for Larry Mueller on the Ideas Network, and happy to have you with us today. We're going to begin by talking about the value of a liberal education. Tom Plager is the Dean and Campus Executive Officer and also an Associate Professor of Anthropology and Archaeology at the UW-Baraboo Sauk County. You may recall over the last few months we've been doing a series with Tom about Wisconsin's first residents, and today we'll ask him to put on another of his hats, the administrative side, to talk about the value of a liberal education. And Tom, thank you so much for being with us today.
Jim, great to be with you. Always a pleasure.
Let's start off with this definition of a liberal arts education, and how does it differ from a technical education?
Well, that's a good question. A liberal education is one that's really a philosophy of a very broad curriculum that empowers people, exposes them to a wide variety of disciplines, the humanities, the social sciences, and the sciences. And it's designed to develop critical thinking skills, communication skills, written and oral, and connectedness. And it's really the foundation for lifelong learning and the foundation for a major and virtually any major within the University of Wisconsin system. Where it differs from a technical education or technical training is that a liberal arts education or a liberal education is really about learning how to learn. It's not about understanding a particular trade or a particular technical training, but focuses on how to process information, assess information, and apply these skills that I talked about that really transcend any major in any career.
How does a liberal arts foundation then prepare students for this major or as the career, as you mentioned?
Well, again, and this is something that I see quite a bit here, students coming in and asking about, well, I'm interested in a particular major. Why do I need to take this first 60 credits of this liberal education? And again, the types of skills that are learned during the first 60 credits of a college degree of a liberal education are really the skills that will allow someone to pursue a major. These critical thinking skills, connectedness to see relationships between different disciplines, to process information, assess it, and understand the validity of certain types of information, the validity of an argument, what makes a sound argument. And it's more than just a set of particular courses, but these skills that are amassed by taking this broad curriculum over a two-year window.
If you'd like to join the conversation with Tom Plager, the number for you is 1-800-642-1234. Our email address is talk@wpr.org. What is the Association of American Colleges and Universities Liberal Education and America's Promise or LEAP initiative?
Well, the AACU, or the Association of American Colleges and Universities, is this association of higher educational institutions across the country, and they are a strong promoter of a liberal education and recently have developed this initiative called LEAP, which is the Liberal Education for America's and America's Promise. And it's designed to develop greater awareness and connectivity to the liberal arts and explain why this education is so important in the economy that we're in now, particularly in a global economy where we need graduates who become excellent citizens, who are able to work in a variety of different environments and are very adaptable. And that's really what a liberal education is about. So this initiative is across the entire country as colleges and universities are working on their liberal arts curriculum and trying to promote and create a better understanding of why it's such an important foundation to a college career.
The University of Wisconsin is promoting liberal arts education, I would imagine, in the same way that the Association of American Colleges is.
It is. The initiative within the UW system is LEAP Wisconsin, and you can visit the University of Wisconsin system's website at http://liberaleducation.uwsa.edu. And if you go to that webpage, you'll see that the institutions within the University of Wisconsin system are all working at better promoting, better explaining, better connecting their liberal arts curriculum to their majors. On our own campus here at the University of Wisconsin, Baraboo Sauk County, one of the things that we've done is we have a mandatory required first-year experience where all the students, the incoming freshmen on campus or first-year students, take a course that exposes them to the university. And we really try to emphasize the importance of a liberal education and trying to explain and emphasize that the first 2 years of this education is more than just checking off a list of courses, but rather a set of skills that students need to develop that will make them successful for the next 2 years of college, but will also make them successful in their careers and will make them very productive citizens.
Tom Plager is the Dean and Campus Executive Officer and Associate Professor of Anthropology and Archaeology at the UW-Baraboo, Sauk County. If you'd like to join in, we have a couple lines open at 1-800-642-1234. And let's start off with Tim in Barrington, Illinois. Hello, Tim. What's on your mind?
Hello. I just wanted to say that I had a liberal arts undergraduate degree and then went back and got a master's degree in business. And what I found out, the last courses you take in an MBA program are these case study courses where they provide you with a load of information, and then you have to figure out what the problem is and what the strategy for addressing it is. What I found out was that the kids who had undergraduate business degrees, professional degrees, had no ability to critically read and figure out what the problem was. And I went from somebody who had very few technical skills to someone who could lead the discussion in class only because I knew how to read for my liberal arts degree.
Excellent point. And I hear this from employers. I hear this from graduate schools and students who have attended graduate school or gone on beyond the baccalaureate degree. And a liberal education really prepares you for this adaptable learning and allows you to assess information from a variety of sources and work with a wide group of people. So I appreciate that comment. That's exactly the message that we're trying to bring forward with how important the first component of a college degree, the liberal arts component, is to being successful. And in this case, it's no surprise to me to hear that you were able to excel beyond some of your cohort students who did not have that liberal arts background.
Tim, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. And if you'd like to join in, the number for you is 800-642-1234. The University of Wisconsin-Baraboo, Sauk County, one of 13 two-year liberal arts college campuses within the UW system, compared to community colleges that people may be familiar with elsewhere, what type of institution is the UW-Baraboo, Sauk County?
Well, if you look around the country, the majority of two-year colleges that I think people are familiar with are community colleges, and the traditional definition or the traditional comprehensive community college is a place where you can go for training, technical training, or college transfer courses that may include a liberal arts program. Wisconsin is a different state in that early on in the creation of our higher ed system, the vocational technical training was separated and is part of the technical college system's mission, although today a number of campuses are providing some liberal arts education and several are providing a liberal arts program alongside of their technical training. The colleges, the UW colleges, which UW-Baraboo, Sauk County is one of 13, these 13 two-year campuses of the University of Wisconsin system are unique really in the United States. There are only two or three states that have a similar system where we have two-year colleges part of the state public higher ed system, the university system, that specialize only in liberal arts education. So students coming to us are getting UW professors who are specialists in the liberal arts or liberal education, the four credentials of the rest of the UW system, but are really the experts in teaching the first 2 years of a four-year liberal arts experience.
What is the primary degree that your campus offers?
We offer the Associate of Arts in Science degree, which is the University of Wisconsin System's liberal arts degree. Students that obtain that degree are able to transfer anywhere else in the system and in many cases transfer that degree on to many of the private colleges in the state. And we have agreements with a variety of institutions, including Beloit College, Northland, Lawrence, and so forth. But it's a degree that, when completed, students are done with their general education or liberal arts education. I really don't like that term general education because it somewhat devalues what the first 2 years are about. But students that complete that degree go on to the University of Wisconsin system and do very well. The system studies our students, and they complete in a relatively short time and are integrate well into the four-year UW campuses.
Tom Lee, the next caller is Cynthia in Lake Geneva. Hello, Cynthia.
Good morning. I wondered if your guest could comment on some of the models that are being proposed to both shorten and condense and offer some other alternatives to a four-year residential program, which is really extensive and time-consuming for students who are thinking of getting graduate degrees. For example, there's a couple of proposals about three-year programs, and there's also a lot of experimentation with online ed and how that fits in, and he could address those too at least.
Sure. Great questions. And I think in this economy, you're hearing around the country, and the University of Wisconsin system is very interested in this, of trying to shorten the amount of time that a student needs to invest in a college education. There's been some discussion at the level of the Board of Regents of three-year degrees, of allowing students to complete in a shorter window of time. And I think that is something that's obtainable. In fact, right now, students who come to our campuses and take courses during the summer over the winterim session, maybe have already obtained some credit at the high school level, can shorten their window. And I think this is worth exploring, but we don't want to do it at the expense of removing the liberal arts component of the education of the degree. I think we need to do it carefully, but it is something that we know citizens in the state and around the country are very interested in. We're also experimenting with online and other types of delivery modes. One of the ones that we're starting to implement here at UW-Baraboosaw County is a hybrid fast-track course option where students who are going part-time can complete what would ordinarily be a full semester, 16 or 15-week course in 8 weeks by spending part of that time online. There's still a face-to-face component. I think these are all opportunities that allow more people to access college and will ultimately benefit the state, benefit the country by allowing more people to come to college and graduate with a four-year degree or with a baccalaureate degree, I should say. But we need to do it in such a way that still maintains the quality and the rigor that's expected when one graduates with that credential.
Cynthia, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. And some people are calling for the discrediting of a bachelor's degree as a credential for a job, since it does not signify the acquisition of a liberal education. What's your reaction to the BA as becoming meaningless?
Well, I think that's the reason we see this LEAP initiative, is there are some institutions around the country that are removing some of the general liberal arts education requirement to the four-year baccalaureate degree. And I think that those of us that are in higher ed that are familiar with that model and embrace the importance of a liberal education don't want to see that. We want to make certain that any student coming out with a bachelor's degree has those liberal arts skills. And within the context of the University of Wisconsin system, the first 2 years, regardless of what major a student is interested in, is going to be focused on a liberal education and the liberal arts, that broad curriculum. I think that's very important. It's something I hear from employers that they want. What they really want are students that come out with a college degree that have the kind of skills for learning that make them successful in interacting with different groups of people, problem solving.